Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out to the Dialpad guest line where we've got Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. And remember, Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. We were just talking in here, Ross, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. We were talking in here about we talk about regular season games meaning something, and too many of the regular seasons are watered down, but I was saying this regular season game between the Niners and Seahawks almost feels like it's too important because it's a difference between 1-5, which could dictate essentially what kind of factor you are in the postseason.
Well, you're kind of preaching to the choir on that one. I could not agree more. I wonder openly if there's some way that the NFL could correct this. You know, I wrote about it in my column for The Athletic this week, just about the disparity difference, which I think is the greatest in all of sports. Now, some people have talked about wild card in Major League Baseball versus if you're a division winner, and I guess I can see that. But I talked to a guy today, an analytics guy, that said if the Niners win on Sunday night, they have a 31% chance to go to the Super Bowl. Intuitively, I feel like it's even higher than that. If they lose, they have an 8% chance to go to the Super Bowl. And again, I would think it's even less than that. But even if you just go by those numbers, that is a gigantic difference. Yeah. 31% and 8%. It's a huge difference. It doesn't feel like, you know, one point should make that much of a difference between being the number one seed and the number five seed. But that's where we are. It's a huge game. I mean, let's be honest. This is the 49ers' first playoff game, and it's as important as any other playoff game that they'll play because it would get them already the divisional round. It would get them home field advantage. And I'm not sure, guys, that Seattle looks at it that way or that it's nearly as important to the Seahawks. Either way, the Seahawks are playing three games. Either way, cause I'm assuming, by the way, that the Saints and the Packers will win.
Sure.
By the time the teams take the field Sunday night, so the Seahawks will know that with a win of the number three seed. So if you think about it, either way, Seattle has to play three games. Either way, two of them are on the road, at least. So the question is it really even that much of a difference given the fact that the Seahawks are 4-3 at home this year? Is it that much of a difference for them to be playing at home against the Vikings versus on the road at the Eagles or maybe Dallas? I think even just the 3-5 debate is an interesting one for the folks up in Seattle. But think about that. I mean, yeah. I think there's probably a minimal difference in terms of their Super Bowl odds, whether they win or lose against the Niners Sunday night. Whereas for the Niners, as we've discussed, it makes a huge difference.
Ross, how do you reconcile, you know, what we were just talking about versus the fact that, you know, the 49ers are a favorite in this game in terms of the point spread when they haven't won there in 8 years, and things that you may take away from the first matchup that apply or don't apply to this game?
I reconcile it a couple of ways. One is, while they've both been beat up and injured as of late, which is one of the reasons, by the way, why it's hard for me to envision this iteration of the Niners being able to win three road games and get to the Super Bowl. You know, maybe in week 4 or week 6, I would have thought, yeah, those guys could do it. Now, you know, with all the hits they've taken with Richburg, especially on the offense, and then defensively he's been out for a while, but Quan and some of the other guys, it just, DJ Jones was a killer. It just makes it hard to believe they could win three on the road. But the Seahawks, you know, they just lost their starting running back, Chris Carson. Marshawn Lynch is very much an unknown. Left tackle Dwayne Brown won't play. That really hurts as well. And so I think what they're seeing, the people that set those odds are, number one, at least coming into this game, the Niners are healthier. The game means more to the Niners. And the Seahawks have not played as well at home this year for whatever reason. They just got destroyed by the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, that was a non-competitive game for the most part, even after Kyler Murray got hurt. So the belief is if Arizona could come in there and do that, especially now that Seattle doesn't have Brown or Carson, that the Niners should be able to come in there and at least win by a field goal or so.
Ross, how big of a factor, and is there any way you can kind of convey how tough it is for an offense, and maybe more specifically the offensive line, to play in what many consider the loudest stadium in the NFL? Is it a factor, and if so, how much?
Well, evidently it's not as much of a factor this year as it's been other years, which I find interesting. I think they've done a better job league-wide of combating noise and having a better silent count system than we used to. You know, I mean, gosh, I always feel old when I talk like this, but I retired in 2008. But, you know, if I was center, I would have to look between my legs at the quarterback who would lift their leg, and then I would either do one head bob and snap or two head bobs and snap. The problem is, you know, you look up and you make your call, then you put your head down and look at the center, the quarterback's foot, and the defense would move on you. They do a better job now. The center really never stops looking at the defense. The guard kind of gives them a signal and points moving forward so the center doesn't lose it. So they've counteracted it in some ways, but it's still a timing thing. And the defense still has a pretty good chance to time up the snap almost as well as offensive linemen. And at any position in football, specifically in the NFL, I cannot overstate how important initial quickness is. Like, getting the jump on that guy, moving a split second before the guy that you're going to block makes all the difference in the world. I mean, think about it logically, right? I mean, picture you being in a fight and the other guy is able to start the fight just a little bit faster.
Right.
I mean, he should be able to punch you quick. If he knows when the fight starts and you don't, he should be able to get a punch on you quick. But when it's really loud, you lose that. You're watching the point, and then it's a timing thing. Now, you can have quick point, quick snap. You could have double snap, you know, where they don't know every time when the guard points or whatever, that if he's going to snap it that right away, or is it a double point? So you still have some tools, but you're still ultimately timing it up as opposed to hearing the verbal cadence and knowing exactly when you can get a jump on the opposition. So that's why it's so hard. And I think it's a big reason why not a single team that's played a wild card weekend has made it to the Super Bowl, even gotten there, let alone won it, since the Ravens against your Niners in 2012. So that's a long time for a team. And I'm not even talking wild card teams. I'm talking about a team playing wild card weekend. So anybody other than a number one or number two seed.
Ross, how big of an impact is Jaquaski Tartt maybe being able to play for the 49ers defense?
Significant, especially because of what Seattle likes to do. When I think of their offense, I really think of running the football and then trying to take some shots. And Tartt helps in both those areas. He's good against the run. He can help on the back end against shots to Metcalf and Lockett. So he would make a big difference if he's able to play. Heck, I mean, even if he just catches the pass that Harris dropped, that'd be a big step in the right direction. If Russell Wilson throws it to you, just catch it and end the game right there.
Hey, Ross, do you think Marshawn Lynch impacts this game in any way?
I certainly think he impacts the game emotionally. Mm. I mean, I think that the fans already would have been, you know, going crazy. But I think adding him just kind of pours gasoline on the fire, man. They love him coming back, playoff atmosphere. I think they'll be all about it. And then I think I don't know what he'll have, But a lot of times, guys, when they get that age or they've been out of it for a year, it's kind of a joke, but they say, I can give you five good snaps. Now, it'll only be five snaps, but I can give you five. You know, that's kind of the running joke about guys is like, I could do out there and do it for a few.
Right.
That would be it. I got to ask you guys a question. And in all sincerity, if the roles were reversed, if the Niners would be the 3 seed if they won and the 5 seed if they lost, how important would it be to the Niners fans that they win the game and win the division and get that one home playoff game against the Vikings as opposed to going to Philly or maybe Dallas?
I think at this point it would be pretty significant just based on the fact that they've been so banged up and that they could use a break. They had I guess you're right. We're not talking about having a bye, but you know, the home game acting. Well, that's a good question. You know what? I was starting to talk myself into it, and then I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're taking the bye off the table. You're putting them in Seattle's spot. Yeah, I still think they'd rather have the home game as opposed to playing the road games.
Yeah, I mean, like, to me, if you could lock in that it was the Eagles and not the Cowboys, and they'll know that by Sunday
sure.
night, I think I'd rather play the Eagles on the road than the Vikings at home. I mean, the Vikings, and I know if you go to Philly, I'm from there, like, you know, that place, Steinmetz is from there, that place will go crazy. It won't be an easy environment, but, I mean, the Minnesota Vikings are a significantly, Monday night notwithstanding, a significantly better team than the Eagles are right now. I mean, I would still want to win. I think teams like to win the division title. They like the hat and T-shirt. They like, and also, they don't want to have to win 3 road games, right?
Yeah,
you know, 2
yeah.
road games is enough. But, I mean, it's interesting. I put that out on a poll on my Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, and I think, and I was talking about Seattle, I think playing the NFC East team won. I think people said I'd rather play the NFC East team on the road than the Vikings at home.
You know, that's an itch. I like, of all the scenarios I was thinking about, one I didn't think of was, well, this game's more important to the Niners than Seattle. But that may be the difference.
It is.
That is not debatable. Now,
right.
I'm curious to see how Carroll plays it, and I'm sure they want a home playoff game, and I'm sure that, you know, they want to win the division. But they've been awesome on the road this year. They're 7-1 on the mm-hmm. road, 4-3 at home, and even their wins, like they beat the Bengals by 1, the Rams by 1 at home. They just have not been the same home team this year. So, I mean, they're going to play to win. I get it, but I don't know if somebody's banged up. I don't know if they keep playing them in the four. I think it's a really interesting scenario because it's a night and day difference for the Niners. It's a lot grayer for the Seahawks.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, Ross, if you put the 49ers in that position, I think they would still want the home game and then believing that maybe they could win at Green Bay and then New Orleans, let's say. But as opposed to having to, you know, maybe you're traveling all the way across the country again, and then you're, you know, it would be the three trips, essentially, that could take a little bit of time.
And also, not only that, but let's say you're the 3 seed, and you win, you beat the Vikings. There is a chance that, I guess it wouldn't matter at that point. I was going to say there is a chance that the Eagles beat the 5 seed, but
you could end up hosting the championship.
It wouldn't make a difference. They'd be going to the 1 seed either way.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, thank you so much, buddy. I hope you had a great Christmas, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Likewise. Really looking forward to that game and hoping the Niners get the number 1 seed. I've been on the Niners all year, so I'm hoping they get the number 1 seed. They got a much better chance to go to the bowl if they do.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Thanks so much, Ross. That's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. It's his new show out on radio.com/home or search Home on the radio.com app. Go check it out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.